You might have thought you already had your sermon for today, but you haven't. We have a scripture reading. Is from Matthew 18, verse 20. It's on page 1527 in the New Testament on the Pew Bible. These are the words of Jesus. "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." That is our scripture reading for this day. God is speaking to us through these words. When God speaks, the words are true, and we can trust them. Would you pray with me, please? May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus was famous for his parables. They were his main teaching tool. Now, the word parable, you may know, literally means to lay one thing alongside another thing, or to use one thing, a story about a farmer or a seed, for instance, to illustrate a completely different point. In other words, a parable is a story that is told with a purpose. There were two things about Jesus' way of telling stories that might have been somewhat unique to him. First, his parables were almost always short, and this made him a very popular storyteller. And second, he almost never revealed the meaning of his parables to his audience, and this left most of them scratching their heads and as they walked away and wondering what in the world that meant. Well, today, I'm going to take a page, a very short page, from Jesus' teaching manual and tell you a parable of my own. There once was a good king who prepared a grand dinner and invited absolutely everybody in town to come. But on the day of the party, no one came. The king said to his servants, "Where is everybody?" And the servant said to the king, "We invited the whole town, but everyone said they already had their supper and they weren't hungry." Amen.